Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. We are on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. One, two, three, four, five lines from the bottom where it says Gufa. Gufa. Tana Abba Breder of Binyamin Barchia. Am Sha'achori HaKahanim Einam B'chal Bracha. Anyone behind the Kahanim, when they're Duchamim, if you're behind the Kahanim, doesn't count. You're not part of the Bracha. You're not going to be included in the Bracha. Whatever benefits you get by being in that Bracha, you're not benefits. You don't get those benefits. So pshita, but it's not push like this. A tall guy in front of a short guy, that's not a hefik. That's for sure not a problem, right? Also, teva lo masika, the bima not a hefik. Right? That's for sure. All that's for pshita, that's all pashat. The question is, mechita mai? What about a mechita? Right? Now, what kind of mechita are we talking about? A mechita that separates the ladies? Talking about a mechita like that?
Why would a man be behind the mechita for ladies?
Let's say there's no women there, and someone's davening in the ladies section.
But we said people in the field are fine.
So what? Because the field were... I'm not sure. It's a good question.
That's right.
So Tashma...
The field said they were onus.
Huh? They what? They were onus. Here it's not a question of onus. I'm not exactly sure what the case is. It's a mechita in the middle of the shul. I don't know. Anyway, Tashma, Damar Yeshua ben Levi... I feel a mechitza shel barzel. Einim of seconds be yisrael of yibshar shemayim. Mechitza doesn't separate. Even a mechitza of barzel, Hashem hears you davening, right? Okay. Iboy lahu, listen to this question. Tzedad din mahu. What about if they're not in front of you, the arm, they're on the sides of you? If you're on the sides of the kohen, are you included in the bracha? You have to be in front. What about if you're on the sides? So Amar Abba Bar Ashi Toshma. Ditnan. Listen to this. So there's a halacha. When you want to sprinkle a kelim that got tamei meis, so you sprinkle them with the parah aduma water, right? You sprinkle them, right? So, what's the matter? Mischavein lahazos lefanov. Let's say you want to sprinkle the kelim in front of you. But for some reason, v'hiz alachorav, the water spritz behind you. And that happens to be, it landed on a kelim that happens to be tamei. But you had no kavana to do that. Or, lachorav, you wanted to sprinkle behind you. Vihiza lefanav, but the water went over there. Has also psula that the sprinkling is no, it's still it's pasul and the keli is not tahar. Says Rashi on the second line, the bo'inan kavana latara. We require kavana. Because it's like it says vihiza atara latame shehem mischavin. You have to have kavana. However, lefanav, let's say you want to do in front of you, vihiza alat stodin shebefanav, and it goes to the sides. Thank you. Thank you. All these cases has also kshira. It's good. Why is it good? Because the size is considered in front of you. So what do you see? Huh? Even without, but it's because it's built in. It's built in kavana. I want to over there. I want to sprinkle over there. And it goes in the sides. It's all good. Right? So what do you see? That the tzadin are good. Okay. Amar Rava Baravuna. Now, Rava Baravuna is going to make the following statement. Kivin sheniftach Sefer Torah, once the Sefer Torah is open, aser lasaper. You're not allowed to talk. Afilu b'divrei halacha. Even in halacha, even learning. What's this doing here?
What's this?
Megav legav, right. What's this doing here? So some say it's the same person, the same people. Rav Huna, one second. What's this doing here? Some say that we said a statement in the name of Rav Zera, in the name of Rav Chista. Similar statement. Some say that just like you're not allowed to talk during Duchening, you're not allowed to talk during Laning. Others say that... That the reason why if you're behind the Kahanim it doesn't count is because you're like sort of like, I don't have to be there. So you, right, what do I have to be there for? I'll be behind, I'll be in the other room, the next room, it's good enough, right? So too, talking during laning, it's like you think it's good enough, it's not good enough. The question's better than the answer, like, what's this doing here? Anyway, what does it say? Once they start laning, that's not what it says. Once you open up the Shniftach Sefer Torah, once the Sefer Torah is open, you're not allowed to talk. Shenemer, like it says, Ubepischo, And upon its opening, Amdu Kol Ha'am. The whole nation stood up. V'ein Amida Ela Shtika. And Amida only means Shtika. Shenamar, like it says, V'ha'chalti, V'chalti means I waited, Ki lo yidabru, I didn't speak, Ki Amdu, because I was quiet, Lo Anu Od, I didn't answer, meaning I was quiet. So when the Torah is open, you're quiet. Rashi says, U'bepischo, three words. U'kishehischil. What does kishehischil mean?
When you start
laning. Now when it's open, right, it's a little bit of a few, you have a few extra seconds to talk still. When it's open, right, and Rashi says kishehischil, when you start. And then of course Rashi always tells you, whenever a pasuk is in Ezra, u'be'ezra k'sir, that pasuk is in Ezra. Always tells you where. What? I don't know about that.
How do you get that?
So there's two halachic points here. We're going to do the tosfos of kivan sheniftach sefer Torah asa l'saper afilu b'dvar halacha. So makshinan b'perak hamad debrachos d'amrinan Rav Sheshes havi mahader apei v'garis. Rav Sheshes turned his head away and was learning during laning. Amri said, "Listen, ihu b'didhu v'anan b'didan. They're busy with what they're doing, and I'm busy with what I'm doing."
Is that a parish?
One minute. Vanan b'didan u'matzino lemeimar demahader ape shiny. And we said, oh, the Gemara says over there that he turned his head away. That's okay. The question is, inami Rav Sheshet. So how can Rav Sheshet do that? The Gemara just said over here, you have to be quiet. Now I'll learn. It doesn't say about talking. Now I'll learn. Forget to someone else, right? So first of all, maybe he turned away, so that's okay. Inami or Rav Sheshet shiny mishum dahavi ma'orei nayim. He was blind. And therefore, v'havi pater mikriya. He was pater from kriyat Torah. Mishum d'havi dvarim sher b'ktav yetasher omer bal peh. Something written down can't be said bal peh. He can't read it. V'kivan de pater mikriya afilu b'shash shmiya. So he's pater even during laning. Hayu yachal lasog b'dvar halacha. So that he could learn something that he's able to learn, which is tarsha bal peh. V'hainu d'ka'amar anan b'didan. I'm busy with what I'm doing. Kigon b'dvar halacha. Kigon dvarim de bal peh. And they're busy with what they're doing, which is leaning. Like that answer?
But I thought he still has to listen.
1 second. That's what Tosfos says. No, he doesn't have to listen. 1 minute. Umihu mistabra kipirish Rabbeinu Tam, the pirish hasam. I think Rabbeinu Tam is right. What he said over there. Dafka Rav Sheshes ukiyotzebo the Torasa umnaso. Only Rav Sheshes, someone whose Torah is his profession, can get away with doing this. Aval ha'idna kirava svirlan. Now we hold like Rava, the Amar Rava, Kivan Sheniftach Sefer Torah, right? Which is what Rava said here. Once Sefer Torah is open, you have to pay attention, right? The High, the Havi Mahadir Ape. What about Rav Sheshes? Yesh Lomar, the Havi Urta, the Milsa Lasuke Bidvar Halacha Baanpe Bisibura Baod Shehein Oskin Bishmiyas HaTorah, right? The bemilsa asuke bedvar halacha ba'anpe tzibura ba'ochet oskim b'shmiras Torah. Somehow Rav Sheshes did it, right? So I once saw an answer. So we didn't answer the question. How could Rav Sheshes do this? So I once saw an answer, which people are not going to like this answer, but it's the best. It's a good answer. The answer is Rav Sheshes already davened. You're sitting in a shul. You already heard laning. You have to hear it again. Now you don't have to do it. That Rav Sheshes turned away. He's learning in the corner. That you're allowed to do. I davened already. Right? So if you davened already, many times it happens. You davened already. You don't have, by the way, the halacha, you don't have to answer kaddish. You don't have to answer anything. You want to do it. You don't need porish.
But if that was a
case, you wouldn't have gone around. So if Tosas didn't give that answer.
Right.
All Tosas' answers are difficult. Right? that's what I once heard that answer. If you davened already, you happen to be sitting in a shul, and you're learning, and they're davening, you don't have to answer amen. You don't have to. You could if you want to. You don't have, I'm a chuyev too. Rav Sheshes was a chuyev. I heard laning already.
Doesn't it say for Shema you have to answer or else you're a kofer?
Only Shema.
I'm a kofer.
Yeah. Okay, you don't have to answer Shema. The halacha really is, you can say anything. It looks like you're saying Shema. You could be, oh, my Rava. And people always say Shema. You don't have to even say Shema. You said Shema already. You davened already. What? Same thing. That's an answer. I heard that answer. Yeah? What do you say, Mati?
She has right
yeah.
You go to Kota.
Yeah.
There's 50 minyan going on.
Right. I said, uh-huh. See, so saying he wasn't, so it's the same answer I'm saying.
Exactly. It depends on the situation.
Right.
It's not arguing.
No, I'm saying, and I'm saying, it doesn't end.
Right. Same thing. Davened already. Or I'm davening at this minion. They're at the other minion. So I hear them over there. I don't have to answer to them. I'm at this minion.
For the Gemara thing, it's a different thing because we have Gemaras. Well,
yeah.
They were learning during davening. They didn't do the same thing that we do today. They didn't have it organized like we have.
Right.
So,
but Tosas did. He still asked the question. Right. The next thing is, there's a whole discussion based on this Gemara, if you have to stand during laning. But the halacha is you do not have to. The halacha is you do not have to. But some Rishonim said you do. Why? Because it says, Umdu kala am, and everyone stood. Now, what I mean, the umdu here means to be quiet. It doesn't mean you have to stand. It means you just have to be quiet. So that's a machlok as we've shown him. The Shulchan Aruch Paschal, you do not have to, and the Rambam says a medaktik will.
So if you
some say that the umdu here is to lafuke moving around. That you're not allowed to do. Not to walk around during lane. Walk around, you know, people walk around. They can't, right? They have ADD, so they're walking around. That you shouldn't do. But to stand or to sit, that's okay. Either one is okay, as long as you don't walk around, right? Interesting, that's all. Based on this one word, va'amdu, which we say doesn't even mean va'amdu. Ah, because some say, in a minute, Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Chista, Mehacha, a different pasuk that what? They have to be quiet during laning. Va'azne kalam el Sefer Torah. Everybody listen to the Sefer Torah. Then what, if that's the case, then what does va'amdu mean? It means they stood. Then there's a makar to stand. Right? But the Shulchan Aruch Paschal do not have to stand during laning, and a medaktik does. Okay. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Kohen Shalonot Yadav Lo Yises Kapav. Any Kohen who doesn't wash his hands can't duchen. Shenamar, like it says, Su'u Yideichem Kodesh U'Baruchu Es Hashem. Says Rashi, three very important words: Shalonot Yadav, Lefnei Olaso Leduchen. Before you duchen. What if he washed his hands and he woke up in the morning? Says Rashi, that doesn't count. That's not good enough. Many held it was good enough. The Tosva says, in the big Tosva there, Kol, Pirish Rashi, Amali Rebbe, we don't have this Rashi. Such a long Rashi. His Rebbe said, Im Natal Yadav Shachris, if you wash your hands when you woke up in the morning, Vinitar Kohen, and he's still clean, Eno Tzarach Lidl Yadav Kisha Ol Duchan. You don't have to wash them again. You wash them in the morning. You have to wash them again. What do? You wash them in the morning, you got dressed, you get into shul. You have to wash them again, 2 hours later during laning. During Chazar Hashat. What?
They may have become
tummy
in the middle.
This is it. What did they come tummy? I came to shul and I died. What did tummy? I didn't touch anybody.
If you touch your hair.
What?
If you touch
See, he didn't touch his hair. Says Rashi. Tosis quotes Rashi we don't have. You don't have to die. You don't have to wash again. You wash in the morning. Okay, Meduma Shaoseg Mahagas Talmud. I think he's wrong. Where they chain no. Sharei Ein Lashono Mashmakach. The Pirish. He didn't wash his hands. What does our Rashi say? Three words. Lefnei olasa leduchen. Before you duchen. Mashma, mishum, mashma, mamash, samach. It's mashma, it has to be mamash right before you duchen, which is, I think, the way the Kahanim practice.
But he says before, he doesn't say right before.
Interesting.
He says before, he doesn't say right before.
No, you stew.
Before? Well, what do you mean? What are you talking about? What do you mean?
He doesn't mean right before.
What is it? It says mamash tamach. Mamash tamach. What does mamash tamach mean?
I washed.
When you woke up in the morning, 3 hours before? No. Right before.
And then I said,
there is a question.
I've seen them actually walk out right before Chazar Shas, come back and tie it up.
There is a question. About how the Kahanim are allowed to just walk out of the Chazar Shatz to go do something else. That's a question. I sort of hear the Achronim deal with that question. Right. But even still, they're still being involved in something else. It doesn't matter where it is. Right? You're supposed to stand and listen to Chazar Shatz. They go out, and everyone's busy washing it. It's part of Duchening, and it's part of not everyone does it. So there's discussion. That's the halacha, how you do that. You can't do anything else during the Chazar Shatz. Right, I'm going to go balance my checkbook. I'm not supposed to do that. Right? You're not supposed to do that. What? You're not supposed to learn, right? You're not supposed to do anything. So, okay, so that's a very hard thing to do. So, I don't know what the heter is. So look what I'm saying. For the mitzvah, duchening, what else are they going to go about? All these answers. I'm not judging anybody. It's fine. Everyone does it.
Maybe at some point the Balfila stopped and waited until they went out and washed and came back.
That's not Masha that they waited. It's not Masha that did that.
That's a hefstick.
Right. It's not Masha. It's not Masha that did that.
I've never seen
it's not that. Masha. It's Mashma that they did it the way we do it now. Right, everyone just went out. Middle of Chazar HaShah. It's mashma like that. Right? Okay. Shalu Tamidah V'Tzavi Elazah Ben Shemua. B'meh Harachta Yamim. With what did you merit long life? Right? And he must have had long life. So what did you do to merit long life? Says the Sefer Chasidim. Unbelievable. Sefer Chasidim. Maybe he didn't do anything. Some people live a long life. Says the Sefer Chasidim. It's impossible. I'll read it in Hebrew because you can hear it. Dalcha. Shehosif dikdukim al chavero. He did more than his friend. Dvarim she'enam ksuvim batorah. That's how you get long life. Not because of your exercise and healthy and all these things. And some people, you hear some people say, it's a mazel. Why he lived so long and he did not? No reason, no rhyme or reason. No, there is a rhyme or reason. Doesn't happen otherwise. Now, how come Sadiqan didn't have long life? That I don't know. Anyway, so he told him, Amalahen, you're going to think these things are like such simple things. Miyamai loa sisi beis hakadeshes kapakandria. I never made the shul to a shortcut. So halacha is you're not allowed to do that. So he says over here, the Rishonim say, no, even when it was mutter, he didn't do it. How can it be mutter? First of all, if the path was there before the shul, then it's mutter. Is a halacha like that? Right? If the path was there before the shul, so I'm relying on the path. Now you built a shul here. Doesn't stop me from my using my shortcut. And that's one. Or if you entered the shul, right? He never did that shtick. He entered the shul al manas not to make it into a shortcut, and then when he's in shul, he changed his mind. So that we all do that. People do that. He never did that, right? Okay. Number two, lo pisati al roshi am kodesh. He never walked on the heads of am kodesh. I'm not sure what that means. It's a whole complicated story. What that means? They used to.
Is that a 70-year-old?
No. It means he used to be
sitting down.
They used to be sitting down, and when you walk through the crowd, it looks like you're walking on top of them. Right. He never did that.
Oh.
And number three, v'lo nasati kapai v'lo bracha. I never duchid without making a bracha. So what's the godless of that? You have to make a bracha? Right? What's the godless in that? Some say it's the
bracha.
What?
What's the bracha?
No. My mavarech. That's the next two words.
Oh, sorry.
Some say it's the bracha after duchening. Would you like to see he what's on? Shia? After duchening, did the Kohanim say he rots on?
Yeah.
No, but it's a tefillah. So he was always mocked to say that tefillah. I guess maybe kind of didn't say it. Right?
See and, here, that means never daven without the love.
That doesn't say. That's the next part. That is, it's...
What? Without loving, without...
When you say ba'ahava.
Oh,
so he could say that with truth. Right? Not everyone could say that. My mavarech, what a debracha, amr of zera, amr of chista, asher kedushana b'mitzvosav, asher kedushana b'kedushas shal aron, v'tzivel avach esam yisrael, ba'ahava. Right? And the halacha is that, the Magen Avraham quotes, right, that in the name of the Zohar, any kohen that doesn't love the people, or any kohen that the people don't love him, shouldn't duchen. I don't think that's the practice of Kahanan, but that's what the Zohar says, you should love everybody. Right? Yeah?
Oh, man. You mean Tommy?
Do you have any enemies?
It's only
been considered a Jew. What? Now, Ki Akar Kare, when he finishes, what does he say? Right, Akar Kare means when he finishes. Yehi Ratzal Mufanach Hashem Elokeinu Shetei Bracha Zu Shetzivano Levarach Es Amcha Yisrael Lo Yehi Ba Michshal Avon. There should be no sin. What is he saying that for? There should be no sin in my duchening.
Maybe if he wasn't
ape mitzibura my amar. When you turn away from the tzibur, what do you say? Adabre Rav Chista l'Rav Ukva. Rav Chista said in front of Rav Ukva, v'darash ribona shel olam asinu ma shegazarta aleinu. You should do Hashem what you would go to us. In other words, be mekayim the words of duchening.
No, asinu is on the Kohanim.
What?
Asinu is on Hashem.
Asinu Masha Kizartalenu. We did what you said. So Asinu Imanu Masha Taftanu. You do what you promised.
Right.
Hashkif Mimon Kachekam and Ashamayim. Okay, so go back to Amud Aleph for a second. Tosfos here has a fascinating, fascinating issue. It's in the last Tosfos, but we're not going to do the whole thing. in halfway through, there are two dots, and then it says Bishiltos, Parshas Vayikach Korach.
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
Yes.
He says, Kohen she'amad she'oved avodas kochavim. If a Kohen, he went off the derech. The Kohen went off the derech, and he worshipped idols. Lo yises kapov. He can't duchen. Now, degara mehoreg es hanefesh. That's worse than someone who killed. Because there's a halacha that if a Kohen kills, he can't duchen. Now, it's a complicated halacha. It comes up today, believe it or not, in the army. The soldiers that kill Arabs, can they duchen? It's a big shaila. The goyim itself, defense, it's a big shaila about this issue. Anyway, what about a guy who went off the derech and now he's Baal Tshuva? Says Tosvos, in the name of the Shiltos, they can't duchen. Damrinan, Perak Ein Omdin, Kohen Jarag et Hanefesh, if a Kohen killed somebody, lo yises kapov. For Rabbeinu Gershom, Eragola Heshev B'tshuva Sov, Denose Kapov. No, of course he could duchen. For Kohen Rishon Batorah, and he gets the first Aliyah. Why? The Kimon the Chazav B'tshuva, once you do Tshuva, Chazav L'Kedushaso. You go revert to your Kedusha. Ditnan, B'tsov Perak Menachos, Ach lo yala kani abamos that was be'ach Hashem b'Yerushalayim. You can't be an avoda ki im achlu mitzvos b'sochachayim unless you do the mitzvos among the brothers. In other words, if you're off the derech, you can't show up with, oh, I want to do the avoda. No, I'm not going to let you. However, farehein kebali mumin, that's like you're like a balmum. You don't believe you have apikores. You're like a balmum, right? You have a mum ke shecholkin va'ochlin. You want to go now eat and be busy and have a chalukah, right? Ukishayim shabali mumin nosin es kapeim v'kori mishum batora avzu. So now that he's about tshuva, so he once had a mum. He once had a mum. He was fighting himself and he tried other things. He went off the derech for a while. Now he's back. What, he can't? He can't eat kachim. Of course he can. But he can't duchen. Im lo tomar kain. If you don't allow this coin to duchen, nimta mirapi yedein shabali tshuva. Why should the guy want to be about tshuva? Shiyomru, you're still ostracized. You're still an outcast. We don't want you here. Shiyomru, oi laosa busha, oi laosa klima. Right? Still embarrassing. We don't care about your tshuva. We don't want you here. V'yimnu melasos tshuva. So why would anybody want to do tshuva? V'yomar, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol omer menashe, ein lo chelek olam haba. When anyone says menashe, doesn't have olam haba, even though it's a big rasha, but he did tshuva. Now, doing real tshuva. Right? So if a guy is not from, a Kohen, not from, and now he is from, and he tries his best, I'm not saying the guy's going to be Mashiach, but he tries his best, he can't be Mashiach, he's a Kohen, but he tries his best, he's a good person, so that's not a Baal Tshuva. He used to not keep Shabbos, and now he does keep Shabbos. It's a big Baal Tshuva, right? So, and anyone says that about Menashe, you're going to weaken everyone's Baal. No, I didn't want to be a Baal Tshuva. Anytime someone is a Baal Tshuva, you make fun of it. Nah, it wasn't really a Baal Tshuva, Menashe. It was over the Zara. It's not true. It was a Baal Tshuva. Right? Vitani Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Hol V'holach Zev Anase Kohen La'alilim Edche Oven Achar Hanofel. You're just going to make it worse for the guy. Interesting. Halach, interesting issue. So what happens with a guy like that? A Kohen. What? Yeah, so Kohen goes off the derech. And it doesn't mean off the derech, but I don't know what's the difference if you machal Shabbos and worship Avodah Zarah, right? Now you want to come to Bitzabal Tshuva. So the first shita was he can't duchen. Second shita was that you can't do it to the guy. Then it's the whole purpose, right? It's about Tshuva. So he had a mum. He did have a mum once upon a time. Now it's over. So I know there's a big discussion about the murder issue, right? Because it's hard to do Tshuva for a murder.
So is it murder or being involved?
I don't know. I don't know if it's Peshogig or self-defense or it's a heter. No, it's a heter to kill them. Right? Now they'll kill Stamagoy.
No, they don't.
How does that...
It could, by the way...
They're killing that were coming to kill you.
So it's self-defense. I'm not saying it's not mutter. Right? So you have to go look, what's the makar of the halacha? There's a halacha out there that a coin that kills kinder. What about a coin that was once Mechal Shabbos? He can duchen, right? Tosa said.
Right.
What about a coin that once upon a time wore shatnas? They can duchen.
That's why David couldn't build a base in because he had blood in his hand.
So it's an issue. It's an issue. You say David Melech, every time David killed somebody, it was legitimate. But it's a different kind of person, right? So it's a big shaila. But the fascinating thing about the tshuva, fascinating.
Someone's not about tshuva. That hasn't happened in shul. And then a Cohen's cousin comes and he wants to dog there. Can he allow?
So there's a halacha. There's a halacha that if someone walks into a shul and says, "I'm a Cohen," we let him duchen.
If someone's not religious, let's see.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know. Right.
Right.
I know that there's a big discussion in general. Do you give kibbutzim to non-firm people? So Moshe was very against that. He held it as a total flattery.
Usually it's a
right, they give him glila.
The easy ones.
Right?
Or hagwa.
What?
That's so easy. Nice.
Right.
No, it's a big kibbutz.
We had a non-firm people in here, we would give them a kibbutz.
You would?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We have. Someone's father-in-law, someone's father's not... We've done it.
Right, but...
I don't know. It's an interesting question.
What's the downside?
What?
What's the downside
for the tzibur?
What's the downside for the tzibur?
It's not a simple thing. You see yourself, it's not a simple thing. What? Yeah, we just read a Tosaf. It's not such a simple thing.
But what is the downside? He's not alive.
It's his issue.
It's not on you.
I hear, right. He's right. It's his issue. With the tzibur,
What do you want for the tzibur?
Right.
Well, what if he's the only coin?
It's
a good kasha. It's a good kasha.
There's a bracha levatala.
I don't know about that.
Who is that?
He has bava. What kind of? What? Exactly.
It's the same thing as having a bal tefila with a kokend album. It's a mezonin for the tzibur.
No, that's not. I'm sorry.
If he's the only kohen, I would agree with it. I would agree with myself.
Yeah,
if he's the only coin, I agree with it. What if it's not the only coin?
Right.
What kind of design is that?
No, he's not.
It's 10 other coin up there. All right. Okay, fine. Next. Amar of Chista. Eina kahana mishayim lakuf kishi etz ba'osen. They can't make their hands back to normal, right? Meaning finish duchening. Ad shiachzeru pinehem minatzibur. Until they turn around. Right? Amar of Zer, Amar of Chista. Ein hakori mishayim lakuf kahanim. The chazan can't call out kahanim ad sheyichla amen mipi atzibur until the tzibur finishes saying amen on ritzei. The amen. Oh, then you can say kahanim or whenever. Not ritzei. I'm sorry.
Modem.
Whatever bracha that is. Modem. Right. Tos is a whole discussion. You have to wait. This long tos is here. You have to wait till everybody in the shul says amen or only rove. There's a halacha like that by benching. You have to wait for everybody. Right. Or okay. And the kahanim can't start the bracha until the guy finishes saying the word kahanim. And you can't answer amen until you finish the bracha.
Isn't it always the case?
Yes, always the case. Always the case. I'm not sure what this Gemara is talking about.
Yeah.
And the kahanim can't start the next bracha until the amen is finished from the tzibur. Maybe the only thing I thought of was maybe what Tosa said, that you have to wait for everybody. As opposed to normal times, you can wait for rove. You have to wait for everybody. Even still, it's a difficult, a little bit of a difficult Gemara. V'amar Zera, Amar of Chista, Ena Kahanam Rishai Lachzer Panem and Atzibur, the Kahanam can't turn around, Ad Shiyaschel Shiach Tzibur B'Sim Shalom, until the Shiach Tzibur starts, Sim Shalom. V'ein Rishai and Laka Ragleyen, V'leilech, and they can't go back to their seat, Ad Shiigmar Shiach Tzibur Sim Shalom, until the Shiach Tzibur finishes Sim Shalom. V'amar Zera, Amar of Chista, Ena Tzibur Rishai Lanas Amen, the Tzibur can't answer Amen, Ad Shetich LeBracha Mipi HaKorei, until they hear the bracha from the korei. Ve'ena korei reshayin likros patora ad shiuch la'amen piyatzibur. And they can't start leaning until the amen is finished. Ve'ena matargim reshay lahaschil batargim ad shiuch la'pasuk piyakorei. And the matargim can't start the pasuk to translate until it's finished. Ve'ena korei reshay lahaschil the pasuk acher, and the leaner can't start the next pasuk ad shiuch la'targim piyamatargim until that pasuk is finished being translated. Yes. Amar of Tancham, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Hamafter ben Avi. Now that we've talked about laning, we've got the random things about laning. Hamafter ben Avi. When someone gets haftorah, Torah sheyikra b'torah tchila. You first have to lane part of the Torah. So we do that. Amar of Tancham, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Ein Hamafter reshay lahafter ben Avi, ad sheyigol sefer Torah. Listen to this. You can't start reading the haftorah until you finish glila.
Right.
Why? So, that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Ad Shetiglo Sefer Torah, B'mif Tifchosav, with the cover, with the mantle. Kidei shelo yehei hagolulim terudim milishmoa haftorah mipi hamaftir. So the guy doing glila should hear the haftorah. The Meiri says, that's what Tosva says. That's what Rashi says. The Meiri says an entirely different reason. The reason is, I'll read you the Meiri inside. Kidei shelo yamor hasefer below golel. No one's going to do glila. Why not? Because we're busy with the haftorah. Vehu mitzaseg b'haftorah. We're busy with the haftorah. Ad shiyasichu daita meglila sefer Torah. And then we'll forget to do glila. And somebody, hey, oh, we forgot to do glila. Let's do glila right now.
The difference between someone actually reads the whole sefer Torah and it shows that everyone reads the Torah themselves.
Okay, I hear you. So what's the nafkamina between Rashi and the Meiri? According to the Meiri, you could start the Haftorah once glila starts.
Yeah, we're kind of
done. Once you're busy, we're not going to forget about it. Someone's doing it. We're not going to forget about it. Someone's doing it. But according to Rashi, yeah, you have to wait. You have to wait for the guy. You have to wait for the Baal Glila. Right?
You have to hear it.
You have to wait for him. So you hear? That's like a total, like a minute and a half it could be. It could be a big minute and a half difference. If you have to wait for the guy to finish glila, it's like another minute and a half, maybe sometimes even it could be even 2 minutes.
Oh my god!
Right, exactly. How long it takes? But if you hold, how they get the holes of the mantle into the etichayim, it could take a long time. It could take 30, 40 seconds, maybe. You know, people, and you're not starting half Torah. It's a terrible avla. Yeah.
The Rashi would not have to go to Kiddush Club because he doesn't want
anyone
to hear the Haftorah.
What?
Rashi wants everyone to hear the Haftorah. He doesn't want anyone going to
the Haftorah. You don't need Rashi to disprove of a Kiddush Club. You don't need Rashi for that. The Meiri also would disprove. Right, so it's a good question. That's a good point.
What?
Also, so it's hard to do Hagbalu. Even though they do Hagbalu first, that's a what do they do at the end of Lent? They still close it.
It's closed.
Right, so even according to them,
It takes a second. Also, we're talking about the Vietnam
interesting
soup, because some certain soup we laid before planning. Monsieur Shira may have on.
Right. So Rabbi Yashav asked that question. How come on Yontif, whenever there's a laning, whenever there's a Megillah, with every Megillah except for Esther and Eicha, is on a Shabbos, on a Shabbos or a Yontif?
Right.
How can you do it before laning?
It's not a
BM. How can you do it before laning?
There's
a BM
there.
What?
That's
a fine. And how come every Shabbos you do it after laning?
Okay. That's a
BM. Good question. Ever thought about that
question?
Yeah. Never thought about it? Is that a bad question? What? So what?
Yes. It says Vienna. Don't take soup.
Huh?
It talks about soup.
It's an interesting question.
Yes.
I think he answers. I think Rabbi Yashav answers because then you're going to think there are two haftorahs, and there aren't. It's a whole separate thing. Right. The reason why you lane first is because the Torah has precedent over Navi.
Right.
So what are we doing laning shir before laning? Because you don't want them to think there are two haftorahs. What?
Yeah,
I understand.
So,
right.
Maybe you shouldn't use clap. You have a problem with
people. go tell the rabbi that. Next. Okay, we got to move. If this would be Hanukkah, we'd have to be finished by now. Bamer of Tanchum, Amar Shuv Ben Levi, Ein Hashiach Tzibur Rashai LaHafshid Es HaTeva HaBetzibur Nekavet HaTzibur. They used to the Torah wouldn't be in the shul. There was no way to store it. So they'd bring it to someone's house. So they'd bring a whole bima with a cover. So you shouldn't undo all that, and the tzibur's still there. That's all. The tzibur can't leave until you put the sefer Torah back. Shmuel Amar ad sheyetze, till you leave. But v'lo pligi, t'natana machlokas. Hadik apitzcha achmina, hadalak apitzcha achmina. If there's another door, so you get two doors. Take the Torah out of one, and you can leave out of the other one. You don't have to wait for the Torah. But it's only one door, you have to wait for the Torah to leave. Amar Rava Bar, that's only in a case where they wouldn't keep the Torah in the shul, like in those days. Amar Rava Bar Ahina, Azbro li Achri Hashem Elokechem Telechu, where you follow Hashem. Now, Bizman Shah Kahanim Avarchan Mahin Omrim. When the Kahanim are blessing the people, what do we say? What do the people say? So today, in a matzer, there are psukim after every word. You're not supposed to say any of that. Based on this Gemara. What do you say? So the Gemara says, you say three psukim. What?
Why the matzer has it?
I don't know why the matzer has it. Not only that, what the matzer has is none of this. Because this is only one pasuk for every three. Right, for every three. Amr of Chista, Baruch Hashem, Malachav, Gibore Koach, 1. Baruch Hashem, Kol Tzivakav, Misharsav, Osem Ritzono, 2. Baruch Hashem, Kol Masav, B'chol Mokomos, M'mshalta, B'baruch Hinafshi, Yes Hashem. Only three psukim. One for each set of Berachas Kahanim. Not to every pasuk, I'm going to tell you the truth, I don't even know what those are, those psukim. I don't even look at... We're going to get to the Hiratzons. B'musvei the Shabsa, on Musaf, on Shabbos, which is another time Yiduchin, Mahin Omrim, Amr of Asi, Shir Amal, Atayinah Baruch Wais Hashem, Al Kolav De Hashem, Sui Dechem Kodesh Yavarach Wais Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Mitzion Shechein Yushalayim Haluka. So, Vilema Nami Yavarachacha Hashem, Mitzion, Dichsib Bahu in Yana. I guess you could say the same pasuk there that's similar. No, Amr of Yehuda, Bereder of Shub and Pazi, Mitoch Shehitzchel Bebarachosav, Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Messiah Bebarachosav, Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay? B'minchasa d'tanisa mai amri. What about a mincha on a tainis? Now, mincha on a tainis, normally on mincha, there's no duchanim. Why not? Because we're afraid that the kahanim, it's late in the day, or the kahanim drank a little bit too much during the day, and they can't duchan. On a tainis, that issue doesn't apply. So there is a machlokas, what Tosafos points out, there is a machlokas in the Gemara already. Some said you shouldn't duchan on a tainis, because you're going to mix up a tainis to the rest of the year. Oh, you know, we duchan yesterday. Yesterday was a tainis. So therefore, there's no duchening even. Others say, no, at the end of the day already, people maybe will think it's ne'ilah. You don't have ne'ilah every day, only on special days. So on these special tanesim, and therefore, there can be duchening. Either way, the Gemara says it. Amar of Acha bar Yaakov, im avonenu anu ba, Hashem asei l'man shemecha, mikveh Yisrael moshio be'eis tzara, lamatiya kiger ba'aretz, and lamatiya ki'ish nidham kigibor lo yucha lehoshia v'gomer. Okay, we'll stop here. Now the Gemara says, what about Ni'ilah? What about on Ni'ilah, on a Tainus, or on Yom Kippur? What do you do then? And we're going to finish this discussion about saying the Psukim when the Kahanim are Duchening, which you should not do. All right? We'll stop now. Everybody have a very, very good day. And a good Shabbos.